Ever wondered why some people seem to have an extra bounce in their step as they navigate through life's challenges? What's their secret sauce for unwavering joy and resilience? Well, lean in close because I'm about to let you in on a little secret. It's all about what they do first thing in the morning. Before the sun kisses the horizon, before the world awakens from its slumber, they're already engaged in a powerful practice that sets the tone for their entire day. What is this mystical ritual, you ask? It's none other than prayer. Yes, you heard me right, prayer first thing in the morning. Now, hold on a second. Today, we look at why our Lord Jesus Christ was praying early morning. Why first things first, thus prayer, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. I know what you might be thinking. Prayer? Really? Can a simple act like that make such a big difference? Well, my friend, the answer is a resounding yes. Let me explain why. You see, prayer isn't just some rote recitation of words or a mindless ritual to check off a spiritual to-do list. No, it's so much more than that. It's a sacred conversation between you and the Creator of the universe. A direct line to the one who holds the stars in place and knows the number of hairs on your head. When you start your day with prayer, you're not just going through the motions, you're inviting God into every aspect of your life. You're saying, God, I need you. I can't do this on my own. And let me tell you, that's a game changer. Think about it. Life is tough. We face obstacles, setbacks, and challenges on a daily basis. But when you start your day by surrendering it to God in prayer, you're acknowledging that you're not in this alone. You're tapping into a source of strength, wisdom, and peace that goes beyond anything you could muster up on your own. And here's the beautiful thing. God is always listening. He's always there, ready to meet you right where you are. Whether you're overflowing with joy or weighed down by sorrow, whether you're riding high on the mountaintop or trudging through the valley, God is with you, listening to your prayers and working behind the scenes for your good. But prayer isn't just about asking for stuff. It's also about gratitude. It's about taking a moment to thank God for all the blessings in your life, big and small. When you start your day with a heart full of gratitude, you're setting the tone for a day filled with joy, peace, and contentment, no matter what comes your way. And let's not forget about confession. Yep, I said it, confession. Starting your day with a humble confession of your sins and shortcomings isn't always easy, but it's oh so important. It's a reminder that you're not perfect, that you mess up, that you need God's grace and forgiveness every single day. And when you humble yourself before God in prayer, admitting your faults and asking for His mercy, you open the door for His transformative power to work in your life. So, my friend, if you want to experience that extra bounce in your step, that unwavering joy and resilience that seems to elude so many, I encourage you to make prayer a priority in your life. Start your day with a simple conversation with God and watch as He transforms your heart, your mind, and your life from the inside out. Believe me, you won't regret it. 1. Morning prayer, setting the foundation. All right, picture this. Every morning when you wake up, it's like you've got a brand new canvas waiting for you. It's a chance to create something amazing, to paint the picture of your day. But here's the thing. You don't want to just rely on your own smarts and efforts to make it great. You want something more, something divine. That's where morning prayer comes in. It's like putting on your spiritual glasses before you even step out of bed. In the Bible, Jesus tells us in Matthew 6 verse 33 to make seeking God's kingdom and righteousness our number one priority. And you know what? When we kick off our day with prayer, we're basically saying, God, I want what you want. Show me the way. It's like inviting God to be your co-pilot for the day, guiding your every move with His wisdom and grace. Instead of trying to go it alone, you're teaming up with the ultimate life coach, the one who knows you inside and out and wants nothing but the best for you. So, next time you wake up to a new day, don't just hit the ground running. Take a moment to connect with the one who holds the paintbrush of your life. Start your day with prayer, and watch as God's wisdom and guidance infuse every brushstroke, turning your ordinary day into an extraordinary masterpiece. 2. Communion with the Creator. Alright, let's break this down. Ever wish you could just pick up the phone and have a chat with the big guy upstairs? Well, guess what? With prayer, you've got a direct line to the Creator of the whole shebang, the universe, the stars, the whole deal. Think of it like having a hotline to heaven, open 24/7. And get this, in Psalm 5 verse 3, it says we should tune into God's voice first thing in the morning. Now, why would that be? Because when you carve out a little time to connect with the man upstairs before the chaos of the day kicks in, you're setting yourself up to hear his whispers of love, encouragement, and guidance. It's like having a cozy heart-to-heart with your Heavenly Father, pouring out all your hopes, fears, and dreams at His feet. And let me tell you, there's nothing quite like knowing that the one who created the stars and knows every hair on your head is listening intently to every word you say. So, next time you're feeling overwhelmed or unsure about what to do, don't hesitate to dial up God and have a little chat. Trust me, He's always there, ready and waiting to lend an ear. 3. Armor for the day ahead. Life can be a real roller coaster, am I right? It's like a battlefield out there, with challenges and curveballs coming at us left and right. But don't sweat it, because we've got some serious backup. In Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 18, it talks about this armor of God that we're suited up with to face all the craziness life throws our way. And guess what? One of the most important pieces of that armor is prayer. Yep, you heard me right, good old-fashioned prayer. Think about it like this. Just like a soldier wouldn't dream of going into battle without strapping on their armor, we shouldn't even think about tackling the day without first gearing up with prayer. It's like our spiritual shield, protecting us from all the junk that tries to bring us down, doubt, discouragement, despair, you name it. So, next time you're feeling like you're up against the ropes, don't forget to suit up with prayer. It's your secret weapon in the fight against life's toughest challenges. And trust me, with prayer on your side, you're unstoppable. 4. Attitude of gratitude. You ever notice how when you're feeling thankful, even the crummiest days can start to look a little brighter? It's like magic, right? Well, turns out, there's some serious wisdom behind that feeling. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 16 to 18, it talks about how we should always be cheering, praying, and giving thanks, no matter what's going on. And let me tell you, starting your day with a little prayer is like flipping a switch in your brain to gratitude mode. When you take a minute to thank the man upstairs for all the good stuff in your life, it's like shining a spotlight on all the blessings hiding in plain sight, even when things are tough. And here's the kicker. The more you focus on the good stuff, the more joy and peace start bubbling up inside you, no matter what's going on around you. So, next time you're feeling a little down in the dumps, take a deep breath and count your blessings. Trust me, there's always something to be thankful for, even if it's just the fact that you've got another day to make things right. And who knows? Maybe a little gratitude is all you need to turn your day around. 5. An invitation to surrender. Alright, let's talk about prayer for a minute. You know, that thing where you talk to God and hopefully He listens? Well, turns out, it's not just about asking for stuff. It's also about getting real cozy with the big guy upstairs. In Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7, it talks about how we should lay all our worries and requests at God's feet. And get this, when we do it with a heart full of thanks, it's like flipping a switch to peace mode. I'm talking about the kind of peace that doesn't even make sense, but somehow manages to wrap around you like a warm hug. See, when you start your day with prayer, you're basically saying, God, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. It's like admitting that you're not the boss of your own life, and trust me, that's a good thing. By letting go of control and handing the reins over to God, you're inviting him to steer the ship. And let me tell you, he's a much better captain than we'll ever be. So, next time you're feeling overwhelmed or out of control, take a deep breath and say a little prayer. Trust me, you'll be amazed at how quickly things start to fall into place when you let God take the wheel. All right, my friends, listen up. As you roll out of bed and greet the day with a yawn, I want you to remember something powerful. The power of prayer is right at your fingertips. Yep, you heard me right. When you make prayer your first order of business each morning, you're not just checking off a box, you're tapping into something huge. I'm talking about a wellspring of strength, wisdom, and grace that can turn your whole world upside down in a good way. So, here's the deal. Set that alarm a few minutes early, brew yourself a fresh cup of coffee, and find yourself a cozy spot to chat with the big guy upstairs. It's like setting aside some sacred time to catch up with your Heavenly Father before the chaos of the day kicks in. And here's the best part. When you prioritize prayer, you're not just starting your day off on the right foot, you're inviting God to walk with you every step of the way. So, go ahead, take a moment to connect with the one who's got your back through thick and thin. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.